A lot of my acting is based on physical posture. It helps me to get into character, so I might stand like this. Hugo's stance, I don't know, Hugo's stance is this. So when I'm acting, I do this. When I'm talking, I do this, or I do this. And he even has the one pose where he's like this. So my hand literally goes like this when I see him on screen like that. It's his way of coping with what happened to him in the past. That's why he learned to bake. So this, at least in my own headcanon, when he did it, he bakes because it was his way of turning something that was bad into something that he can now handle because he's in control of it. Even if he has a habitual need to consume the sweets. Which is you're when you asked, is there anything personal that you bring to it? That's me. I have a sweet tooth that's really, really bad. So for example, I made this to have, and I sat there, I'm like, I took a sip and I went, that's purple. That's gonna get on your teeth as you're doing the interview. Don't drink that. That is a terrible, terrible plan. My gut instinct, he would revel in it. Because his classic pose is always with his arms out wide, or the one where he pulls his hair back and he's like looking from the side, grinning. I think he would revel in it. I think this would be his moment to shine. And it's if I had now that I'm I never I had never actually thought of something like that. He would probably it would cause him to hesitate. And then it would make him smile. And then he might get a little addicted to it because his entire past was people rejecting him. And this is finally people appreciating him, even if he is, being grandiose about it. I think he would revel in it. I think he would actually really, really like it. Unless he has to do business and work and people are recognizing him, and now he can't steal anything anymore besides hearts.